You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And with Megan. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I want to thank everybody for subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts and for reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. And the podcasters out there, the audience, the people who are listening right now are helping us be successful. I want to give something back in return, and that is the advice that we see, that we give other podcasters, because we run a very, very successful podcast network. In case you don't know, the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Now, we're talking about search engine optimization.
SEO.
For your podcast. Very, very, very important, Megan.
Very important.
To all the people listening, this I expect to be a very popular episode because, let's face it, we all need people clicking on our links when they search for something on a podcast. And we're getting very good search engine rankings. I want to give this advice back to people. And here's the problem. I see a lot of podcasters not doing any SEO. I know that because I see the mistakes that people are making. And you want to know why they're not successful. And I can tell you right now, the search engine optimization or SEO is not just for your website. It's also for a podcast. Right, Meg? Okay. Now, let me start off by saying this, okay? It's COVID-19. It's a Delta variant. And I said this in my last episode. And if you guys haven't listened to the last episode, this is about succeeding and competing during the Delta variant. But I will say this flat out. Podcasting is more competitive than ever. Right, Megan?
Oh, it sure is. And
why
is
that?
It's going to get bigger and bigger. So jump on the bandwagon now. Get into it now. Now is the time.
Yeah.
Don't waste another minute. You got to do it now.
It's not just about the bandwagon. I mean, the bandwagon, that's the problem. Too many people are jumping on the bandwagon. The problem is that nobody is getting to the top or the front of the bandwagon.
Well, there's a lot of competition out there.
A lot.
And you have to listen.
And COVID-19 has made it more.
Listen to every one of Bruce's podcast because he's an expert. People pay him to give this advice, so you can get it for free.
Oh, you're getting
by
it for free.
Listening to this
and by giving me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and listening to my music on Spotify. All right, so shameless plug there. So for those of you that have websites and have ever done search engine optimization for your website, you know all too well that the end result is getting on the first page of Google, okay? Flat out. There are other search engines. There's Bing, there's Yahoo, there's 20,000 other search engines. Nobody is more important than Google. And technically, from a user point of view, Google right now is technically the only search engine. I mean, I know that's not true, but it's the only search engine that anyone ever thinks about. Nobody says, did you Bing this website? Did you Yahoo that website? No. Everybody says, did you Google it? And you want people Googling, that's in quotes, your podcast. Okay, how do we do that? Well, in the early days of podcasting, people were writing blog posts about their podcast episodes. Blog posts. Now, I'm going to say flat out, every single podcast episode you have, you write a blog post up on it, okay? It could be on your website. It could be on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn gives you all these cool pages, right? It could be on the WordPress.org site, or WordPress.com, sorry. And no matter what it is, you need to get the words out so people can find you when they're Googling something and your podcast can come up. Maybe people are actually Googling for a particular podcast in your space or your category. And we see this happening a lot on the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. We see this happening a lot, okay? Now, very important. They did it in the early days of podcasting, and they don't do it anymore. I don't know any podcaster other than myself that actually blogs every single episode. You know that, Meg? Now, for those of you that have Anchor, Anchor gives you 4,000 characters. Use them up. Now, I don't know about Buzzsprout. I don't know if there's a limit there or whatever Apple is giving you a limit. Use up the limit. Put as many keywords as you can. But remember, this is white hat SEO, not the black hat SEO where you're doing keyword stuffing and all that stuff. You can't do that because Google will drop your podcast just like any other website. Now, if you do not have the time. Now, here's the thing. With Anchor, okay, because we're on Anchor, all right? We get up to 4,000 characters. And I know from experience that most of you who have podcasts average around 20 to 30 to even 60 minutes. And you cannot put 4,000 characters. You can't fit that long of a podcast into 4,000 characters. It just won't work. You'll get cut off. I've tried. I've gotten cut off. Anchor has cut me off because they only limit to 4,000. Now, what you should be doing, okay, is typing an intro into your, whatever it is, Anchor, or not WordPress, just whatever platform you run. Anchor, Buzzsprout, Podbean, Libsyn, whatever it is. What are you going to talk about? Don't put exactly all of the points in your podcast. You just want a summary. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Turn that off.
Sorry. It went by itself.
It went by itself. You must have hit a button. Okay.
No, I just was looking at something.
Now, that's just the intro. Who is that? Jackson Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, Jackson Brown and James Taylor. All right. Now, we're doing the podcast here.
I'm in love with Jackson Brown.
Yeah, I know. All right. Now, the thing is that she's in love with Jackson Brown.
And you.
Now, the thing is that you can talk about a summary. Put a summary on Anchor and Buzzsprout, okay? That alone will give you some SEO and max it out. I said Anchor cut you off at 4,000 characters. Max out the 4,000 characters. It's really important. Okay, and whatever Buzzsprout gives you, and Podbean, Libsyn, max it out. All right, you want a summary here? Okay, not all your full podcast there. A summary. What are your points? What are you going to talk about? What guests are you having? What are the benefits of listening to this particular episode? And just max it out. Now, for those of you who have now. Our podcast, Megan, and to the audience, we average about 12 to 20 minutes per episode. But a lot of podcasters, they go much longer.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, but my attention span is not that long.
Okay. Well, see? I know. But now the bell just went off and they just woke you up. Your attention span. You just, come on. She's giving me a funny look. You said my attention span is not that good, and then the bell just went off. Did you hear that?
Yes, that's Pavlov's salivating dog bell.
Yeah, thank God we don't have a dog salivating here. So now, here's the next trick, and this is what we started doing. Get a transcription of your entire podcast. A transcription. That is your podcast audio written out in words. There are free transcription services and there are paid ones. Right now I'm using Otter. I think it's otter.ai. They're pretty good. And there's another one is, I don't know what the other one is. I started using, but Otter is becoming a very good transcription service. They're free up to a point and then you could pay them. So you they are free. You said what? Where do you
find Otter?
I think you just go to otter.ai, I believe.
Is it an app or is it on the internet?
It's a web app that actually transcribes. And then you take some time for them to process it. They mail you a file with all the words in it. And you take that and you paste it verbatim, well, you're going to paste it, so there's no really verbatim, right into a WordPress blog post or a Facebook page or a LinkedIn page, because LinkedIn has those articles now. Get it out. Get all the words out, because somebody is going to find that when they're Googling something with the keywords you have in there. It's very important to do that. And yes, folks, for the listeners, I'm going to do that with this one. All right, we'll talk more about how to get, because I see a lot of problems and how to solve these problems when we come back from these messages. It is now at the 10:25 mark, and we'll come right back.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one. If you're looking for the latest and greatest in products across various categories, check out consumervoice.org. ConsumerVoice.org ranks companies using a proprietary algorithm incorporating expert and customer reviews, user experience, lifetime value, and overall brand trustworthiness. Visit ConsumerVoice.org. We're back. What are you eating?
A matzo ball.
A matzo ball! Matzo ball soup. Okay, she's eating matzo ball soup. Now, I was talking about a couple of things before the break. I was talking about putting a summary and maxing it out on your podcast platform.
I like that transcribing thing a lot. I'm going to look into that. I'm not familiar with it.
I started using Otter, and I think it's number two step. You don't have to write it all out. Subscribe to a transcription service. Some of them are free, and I think you get what you pay for. You want a good one, you know, you got to pay. But do it, even if it doesn't give you 100% accuracy. You can always correct it later. Get your audio out there transcribed, and then you put that up on a blog post. You really like that, huh, Meg?
I'm very interested.
But you know why? Because that's content for Google.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm going to talk about a big mistake I see a lot of podcasters make with their podcast. It doesn't help them at all.
What is that?
They name every episode the name of the actual podcast with a number. Like, you know, let's say it's our podcast, right? Become a Successful Podcaster 1. Become a Successful Podcaster 2. Become a Successful Podcaster 3. Okay? First of all, that is the dumbest thing to do.
I gotta tell you, Bruce, I see a huge amount of this.
Yes. And I'll tell you why. Not just for SEO. Because your audience members actually scan the headlines. They scan the headline. They might not want to listen to every episode of yours. They want to see if they can listen to a particular episode. And you got 3 seconds. You got 3 seconds to get their attention.
Yeah, there's one.
You guys
there's
have heard
one podcast
before
on the New York City Podcast Network. There's a bunch of men, I think three men in their 50s, that do this amazing podcast. And every one of their episodes has a title. That I have listened to their podcast because of the titles of this podcast.
Well, it's a funny thing. Yes.
Oh, they're one of my favorite podcasts on, and there's over 500, and I've listened to probably 300 or 400 of them.
And I listened to 1,000 podcast episodes. But the thing is, and I got that episode too, if you guys want to listen to that. But the thing is that you can't, it's not just for SEO. First of all, it's a bad idea for SEO. Okay, I'm sure you guys can imagine. Google is not going to index Become a Successful Podcaster 1, Become a Successful Podcaster 2, Become a Successful Podcaster number 3, and you put the number sign.
So you need those keywords.
You need, it's a headline, it's a hyperlink, okay? That's SEO 101, okay? It's not just for your website, it's also for a podcast, okay? It's for anything, it's for blog posts, okay? Now, what are you doing? You're making cat ears? She's making cat ears, okay. All right, we'll make cat ears later. Listen, we're going to a Jackson Brown concert. We're not going to a Metallica concert, right? you make the cat ears with Metallica.
I don't know if we're going anywhere.
Yeah, with the Delta variant, right? Okay, now, Now, if you are doing this, stop doing it. Okay? Make a headline that people can read and click on, because you might not get subscribers that way. And Google is surely not going to index anything. You will not, that's not good SEO. It is not. Okay? So that is number three, suggestion number three for SEO. Have a real title in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I love that advice.
I love it. Okay. Now, we're not done here. Because, first of all, I believe, I think it's Anchor, and I haven't done this yet. I'm guilty of this myself. So I might sound like a hypocrite when I say this, but now that I say that, I'm probably going to do it like right after this, episode. Add Google Analytics to your podcast. I believe Anchor lets you integrate it. Buzzsprout lets you integrate it. It's very important because you need to see where your traffic is coming from. You need to see the demographics of your traffic. This is very important. People don't understand the demographics of their podcast audiences because they just don't ask, or they don't have an analytics tool like Google. Google will tell you if your what percentage of your audience is male and female, what percentage is a certain age group. You need to know the age group of your audience members, because if you don't, and I actually know a lot of the subscribers, the people who are listening now, I talk to our subscribers, I talk to the audience members of this podcast, and I know that from what I talk to about 60% men and 40% women. And about a good, I would say, I never really numbered it, I have the ballpark, I'd say about 75% of our listeners are over the age of 35. That's not to say that we have, you know, we don't have teenagers. I'm just saying. And you also need to know the geographics of your audience. Where are they coming from? Are they coming from Europe? Are they coming from New York City? Are they coming from the planet Mars? We don't know.
My guess would be Britain, Germany, United States.
We have a huge audience in Germany. Okay, and we don't even speak a word of German, okay? But I think that we actually have a pretty good audience from India. And
really?
And I know that it's not just bots. A lot of people say, oh, from India it's bots. No, I talk to people from India. They love the podcast, you know. And then we do have UK. The UK is a big one, okay? Canada, yeah, not so
really
much. The United States is still the biggest audience we have. And believe it or not, we have a huge percentage from New Zealand.
No.
And Australia, that whole area right there, okay, of the Pacific Ocean. So you need to know all this. And Google Analytics will tell you this, or just talking to your audience members. It's really important. And I got one more for you. Sorry about the pause there. I got one more suggestion for SEO. Google likes content. Google needs content in order to survive. It's not about how good your content is. I mean, it's good. It does count. But the two things about SEO are relevancy, how relevant is your content, and even more so, the frequency of content. How many episodes a week are you putting out of your podcast? Because Google, the more you put out, the more Google is going to take, okay? Google is a taker from you, and to give it to everybody else. It's like Robin
Hood. Can I make a quick recommendation?
Yes.
If somebody is going to make a podcast, you'll get a larger audience if you put it on at the same time. If you do it Saturdays at 10, do it the next week Saturday at 10. Because people are know where to find you. So if you want to do one Tuesday night, you want to do Saturday morning, do it consistently. Because people will look for your new podcast. Well, you know, they could always come back and look at it whenever they feel like it.
I'm ashamed to say that this podcast does not follow that. We do not do it every single week.
No, that's and because we're very busy.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I mean, that's a nice thing to do for your audience members.
No, I'm just recommending it. It doesn't matter because people don't look at anything.
It's nice. I'll say this. If you tell your audience members that you're putting out your podcast every Monday, you better follow that and keep on your promise. I don't know when I could put out an episode. That's why I don't make any promises. But I think that we have a good enough podcast that our subscribers are pretty strong no matter how many days we put it out. But I will say this. If you can put out a podcast episode twice a week, I think that's good for both your audience members and Google. Okay? And really, I think that's... If you guys follow that, and we'll summarize it. We'll do like a recap. But you follow those steps, you will get more rankings on Google and more people clicking. So let's go over this. Number one, Megan, remember what number one was? Do the summary. The summary on Buzzsprout or Anchor or whatever you are on, LinkedIn. Yes. Sorry, Libsyn. Max it out. Always max it out. Number two, get your audio transcribed and put it on the blog post. That is important. Very important. Number three, you want to make sure that your podcast episode titles actually say what the title is, what the episode is about. Don't just say my podcast number one, my podcast number two, my podcast number three. I saw a podcast do that for 245 episodes, Megan.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I won't tell you the name because they're very good podcast. I'm going to be guesting on their podcast next week. I didn't tell you that. They're a nutty bunch of guys. One guy from Alabama, one guy from Texas, and I'm going to be the guy from New York. Okay. No, I'm sorry, not Alabama. I'm sorry. Alabama and California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you got two guys, and the guy from Alabama actually sounds like, I can't even do, he sounds like he's from Alabama, and the other guy's from California, and I'm going to be in New York. Remember the podcast I did when I was a guest on what was that one with the toy box or something like that, where the one guy's from Canada and the other guy's from Denmark. Anyway, and also number four is employ some kind of analytics tool, preferably Google Analytics, right? Mm-hmm. And five, the frequency of your podcast. If you do it like twice a week, you're going to give Google a lot of content. And really, that's about it. So, Megan, I want to tell everybody who's listening, first of all, I'd like you to, give us 5 stars, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Please rate us. And also, I am a musician. I have a couple of albums on Spotify. I need to get my monthly listeners up. Megan, what song should we
play? Push Me Again.
Push Me Again. It's a brand new song. The last episode, you said Don't Be Afraid of Love, which is a great song too. So we'll put on Push Me Again. That's not on Spotify yet. It's on SoundCloud. But I want to give you guys a preview of what's going to be on Spotify. And it's rock. Sorry for the people out there that like hip-hop and R&B. I do have a couple of R&B songs, but I'm kind of in my rock phase right now. So, Megan, go ahead, introduce the song. Guys, we'll see you on the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster.
Bruce Chamoff singing Push Me Again.
We'll be right back.
play your game.